Yeah, listen, I suppose in the short period of time we've had to reflect on it, you know, it's, I suppose when you set out to do something and you achieve it, you know, in terms of how we wanted to play the game, and, you know, from the get-go, we had good shape and structure to what we were about, and, you know, it took us a while. You know, the scoreboard was slow getting off the mark for both sides today. You know, I think after 12 minutes it was like 4-3, so it was slow in getting going, the scoreboard was, but at the same time we were creating chances and we were using the ball well, and we had a good structure and we felt secure at the back. So yeah, we worked hard. I still think that there's a little bit more in us in that regard. You know, hopefully the game today will help us to be able to give ourselves a platform to go up another notch in our work rate. But, you know, in terms of our efficiency and use of the ball, I was very, very pleased.
What did you say at the first goal break, John, because you went on to win the second quarter 11-4?
Nothing really. You know, just reiterating that we were doing everything fine and we hadn't any major concerns at that stage, only just to keep doing what we were doing. We felt just before that water break that we were beginning to get an upper hand in certain areas, okay? But we just hadn't converted that into scores, and we just needed to keep going after that and be patient. That was really the main message, to be honest, it was be patient.
John, Peter, this is the final, unless you're able to appeal the right card,
I haven't seen the footage because seemingly it's scarce enough to get. We haven't seen any footage, like any of our stats team right now haven't seen any footage yet. So I do know that, you know, talking to Peter, there was a clash of heads, all right, yes, but nothing malicious or nothing with any, you know, nothing of any significance really. But at the same time, you have to be very, very careful, and, you know, especially when you're in that position. So listen, for us at the minute, we'll just take a day or two and we'll reflect and we'll see what the picture looks like, and take it from there. But I think at the minute we can probably take it that it won't be with us. I suppose the goal came from our work rate, really, you know, and the pressure we put on in that particular area. And I was really pleased with the directness of our running and the support that came on to support the player in Zaren Galland was in possession, offloaded to Hago. I think he kept going again. But like, it was most pleasing that we just, first of all, got the possession out of sheer work rate. And that was the most pleasing aspect. Great finish. And, you know, not to concede a goal today was really a significant achievement for our defence. You know, that was, I wouldn't say it was a goal as such, but I think it was a tremendous reward for the quality of our defending today. I thought our defending was superb.
Oh, Barnwell saves from the equation. John, the third championship game in a row, what the goal is.
Yeah, listen, Nicky's, you know, you feel very secure with Nicky. You always feel secure with Nicky. You always feel that he has a chance of making the save. He's very, very good at ball dropping in around the square. He's got very secure hands. He's brave. Super reflex actions. I'm probably thrilled for Timmy Houlihan and the lads that work with the goalkeepers on a nightly basis, you know, the coaching staff for the goalkeepers. I'm thrilled for them because they get very little recognition, really, you know, let's be honest about it. And they work tremendously hard. Goalkeepers, lads, I can assure you, work twice as hard as any other player on the field. They are obsessed with their aspect of the game. And I can assure you, there's the keeper that works harder in the country than Nicky Quaid. And he gets rewarded by just being able to do all those things so well. And he makes them look easy, and they're not easy. Like the catch for the ball off the crossbar. I would give Nicky Quaid a chance at that all day, every day. He's just superb in the air. And, you know, to have that in your goalkeeper is very reassuring, and obviously great for the defence to know that you have that guy behind you as well.
John, back-to-back All-Ireland appearances, obviously the first time since 1974. Speaking to you after the Munster final, you talked about the Limerick fans and what these Limerick players are doing for everyone. They lift the county, and isn't it fantastic? We have this generation of Limerick hurlers. What an achievement to reach back to back. It's a very difficult feat, obviously. Hasn't been achieved in Limerick for some time.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's clearly a talking point and will be a talking point for the next 2 weeks. You know, I'm sure there'll be plenty of podcasts and papers, you know, that'll have that phrase in there. But I suppose from our perspective, you know, we're a team who are preparing for a game. We have our own, you know, expectations around what we're going after in that game, you know, in terms of our performance. And, you know, that aspect of it doesn't come into it at all in terms of our mindset. Of course it's there. You know, we acknowledge the fact that it's there. But does it impact on anything else that we do? Not at all. So does it mean that we'll prepare the next 2 weeks any different to what we did last year? No, it won't. It's a great achievement. You know, but I think the biggest achievement that this group have done this year is that they've managed to incrementally improve from game to game. And that, for me, is the most important thing. And that, for us, is the most important thing, is that we keep improving from game to game. And for the next 2 weeks, it's about finding those improvements again to bring them to the table in 2 weeks' time.
Must have been a boost as well, the 24,000, obviously, the Limerick fans in here after the Bales of Hay and the M7 delayed the game, but it must have been a boost to hear the noise coming out. Obviously, it's not reaching peak 80,000, but to come out to the noise and have the crowd behind you.
That's great. It's great. Listen, it's great to see people even coming up from the train station, you know, from Houston today, before the game. Like, the city was alive with people from both sides, from Waterford and Limerick, you know, all excited. Families out, you know, grandparents, parents and kids going to games again, heads sticking out of cars, you know, fellas speaking an old can of cider or whatever it might be. You know, it's a bit of normality back again. It's another step forward for us towards getting our lives back together again. And it's just lovely to see people happy and enjoying themselves and enjoying the sport and having a day out and being able to get the train and book a train ticket and not have to worry about it being 25% or 50% or whatever it might be, that we can just go to matches and enjoy them. So we're making great progress, and it's super to see so many here, and please God, we'll have more the next day.
John, the more the